Well, basically, I had a call from my control room around about 9 o'clock yesterday evening, informing me that the Porth Fire and Rescue Station crew were in attendance at the property in Ennisfair, in Western Terrace, with a marmoset monkey stuck between two buildings. A little bit taken aback at first, to think, like, am I in the right place, you know, and who would have a monkey, and are they allowed to keep monkeys, type of thing? actually made my way to the scene, and then spoke to the crews who were on scene, and basically what was happening, if you can imagine a row of terrace properties, extensions being built on the back end of those properties, there was a small gap of about 6 inches wide, for about 14 feet, which narrowed down to about 3 inches at about that point. And this marmoset monkey was on a ledge on a little white box, which we could just about see. The crews had been there for an hour, trying to knock up various implements using fishing rods with a bit of wire attached. Naturally, we haven't got a tool on the fire engines, if you like, that can actually just, you know, go and get rescue a monkey.
What, you don't have any monkey tools on your van?
No, no monkey tools. I don't think, no.
What about a monkey wrench?
Hey!
I think we have got one of them, I think. Yeah.
So what happened then? Was it somebody's pet?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's, I know the owner. He was somebody that I was in school with at the time, going back many years. Speaking to him, I said, how many have you got? And he said he had three. And 2 days ago, he'd opened the cage and one marmoset that managed to sort of get out of the cage. When on a bit of a run, I think he said next door, come back into the garden and then disappeared up between the two buildings. Where
three
he'd been
monkeys?
For the last 2 days.
Where does he keep them then, David? In his house?
No, in a garage. Yeah, in a garage. Yeah. It's a cage in a garage.
Are you allowed to keep monkeys as pets?
I really don't know. I don't know.
If you're going to have a pet, why wouldn't you keep it in the house? Why are you putting it in the garage?
Well, I have a monkey in the kitchen. Like Michael Jackson.
But needless to say, rightly so, the owner had concerns in relation to the welfare of the monkey and thinking he had been there for 2 days. Hadn't been fed, hadn't had water, etc. And thinking like he probably didn't have much energy and whatever. But fortunately enough, the fire crews in attendance managed to rig up a bit of battening with a hook on the end, put a bit of wood underneath, and we sort of fed this in with all the torches, you know, I don't know if you can imagine it, but fed this wood. So just above the hook, and we just hooked him forward and sort of freed him into the wider part of the extension, you know, in between the two buildings, which is about 6 inches wide. And when he freed, he sort of just turned around and shot back up further into the smaller gap again, like, you know.
And the most important thing, he's okay, yeah?
Well, he was okay at that point, you know what I mean? And that, you know, and save then, like, you know, the building being sort of taken down and the wall being taken down. I couldn't see another way then of him actually coming out. And that's when I spoke to the owner and said, look, we've had him out. He is alive. He can come out. You might be better off putting food and water down and putting something there that, you know, is going to entice him out. We had concerns, like, as well, that there was a lot of people there in the garden, probably unfamiliar voices as well, and probably, you know, the marmoset is probably not going to come out with all that activity going on at that time, you know. So,
what about one of the firefighters dressing up in a gorilla suit or something like that without a vest?
Well, I didn't consider that as an option, Wynn, but